And it's the world-famous Phil Henry Show every night till 10 o'clock out here on the El Pacifico and 1 a.m. on the East Coast. Nice to have you guys with us. And with me is Margaret Gray along with Bud Dickman and Robert Leonard. And we've got Don Berman from Channel 19 News who is about to jump on the line with us here as we continue talking about not just the... I'm not just talking about the so-called Obamacare slash government shutdown. I don't think they ought to tie those two together. I mean, there's people that would like it that way. But Obamacare, last I checked, was, you know, passed and was law. And I know I sound like so many people that are, quote, apologists. I don't understand it. There was an article in the Washington Post. What did you want, Margaret?
I thought we were going to do...
Yeah, about the song.
Oh, the song. You want to do that now?
Yes, you said it would be nice to start the program with something light, and I hear you launch into Obamacare, for God's sake.
Well, excuse me, it's a headline.
I know it's a headline. You said we'd start with the song, and we would start easy and work hard, which you know I objected to that.
Yeah, you don't want to say it. It sounded like you're looping something up.
Oh, would you guys? What is it with you guys, okay?
That's what you said.
I didn't say that. You guys said it.
I said start easy and work hard. That's what... Isn't that what you said?
I said we'll start light and we'll get heavy. I didn't say start easy and work hard, and I never said anything about lubing up, okay?
I'm sorry, but...
And I'm going to start the show like this?
Dude, your voice is all squeaking.
I don't care if my voice is squeaking, okay?
Well, Phil, you're going, you want to start the show like this? Relax, will you?
You're right, I forgot.
Exactly, you forgot.
All right, folks, before we get into some of the heavier stuff, tonight we're going to talk to Don Berman about news coverage of the government shutdown. We're also going to be talking about some of the things that have been shut down and how the news may be positioning stories to coincide with those shutdowns. Just to give you kind of an idea of what we're talking about, Yosemite, 125 years old, and there has been, or this has got nothing to do with the shutdown?
No, it's got to do with it. Yosemite's 125 years old, though. Then they had a cave-in. They had a cave-in.
Okay, they had a cave-in. And
so that has nothing to do with Obamacare either, so you're really...
Yeah, you're really hitting it out of the park now.
You know what? Before I lose it, and I mean really lose it, because tonight if I lose it, bodies may be found in the morning. I'll be gone. There'll be bodies here. The mic will still be on. A blood trail will lead out to the parking lot, and I'll be gone.
And the bodies are whose?
Three guesses.
Oh, my God.
Dude, that's a terrorist threat uttered post-9/11.
Well, there you go. Because if you guys bug me anymore... Tomorrow morning, the police will break in the door. They'll see the microphone still on. They'll hear tape hiss. You guys will be draped over the tables here. A blood trail leading out to what was once an automobile and is now just an empty parking space. And then maybe a faint news report from somewhere up around Tulare that I am holed up in a gas station restroom. How about that?
Right here.
I don't know why there, Bud, because maybe I had to pull over and go, and I decided to just sandbag the door.
What? In other words, you'll make your last stand in a filthy restroom. Good.
So I've got to get the kicks weird ways.
I ain't doing that to get my kicks. Okay, so...
Just move on. David's on the line.
Tell David to stick it. I don't want to talk to him right now. Welcome to our program, folks. Our number is 85... What, David?
Boy, what a way to start the show. I tune in. Obviously, Daphne's here. She's hungry, so we're...
So I'm hanging up on him, all right?
Well, then you're going to have to deal with that.
Well, I'm not listening to him. All right, Margaret, so what you wanted to do, and I got Ted Bell, I think, is going to come on the line with this. Margaret had an idea about redoing the theme to the Ted Bell commercial. Now,
Phil, don't say it as if it's a pain in the you-know-what. They did the theme that the Ted did... You're making it sound as if, oh, you know, what a hassle. You know?
Well, it is a hassle. Mr. Henry's got other stuff he want to do.
I'll talk to him about that, not you. Thank you very much. But you're making it sound like you don't even care, like it's all a big, fat hassle. You know?
Miss Gray, you want big, fat hassle?
Who?
You did. Your voice kind of cracked there.
My crack? What?
Never mind. All right, so here is the Ted Bell. Do we have Ted Bell? Is he on the line? Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills is joining us. Now, Ted, you've approved this?
I said I would listen to what she's got to say, okay? I said I'd listen to what she's got to say. Here is my jingle, all right? Somebody...
Ted of Beverly Hills.
Can we get Ted? Hold on for just a second. Turn that off. Turn that off because I've got Ted on one line. I got turn Ted's line off for just a second so we can hear this commercial. Here it is. Ted's of Beverly Hills. That ain't Ted's of Beverly Hills. Get the. Oh, man.
You really have got it together here tonight, don't you?
Hold on. Here's the jingle. God, man.
Ted, hello. You tell
Beverly
me about
Hills.
It.
Steakhouse, come on down.
All right, now, I want to say, Ted, if you're listening, I know Ted's on hold. We want to put our meat in your mouth. Listen. Now, listen how she sings.
Here at Ted's.
We want to put our meat in your mouth. All right, get Ted back on the line. He's on line three. Line three, bud. Line three, you jerk.
Oh, sorry.
Line three. Ted, you there?
I've been sitting here screaming into the phone. I've been screaming into the phone. Every time I hear somebody say, Ted, are you there? And I go, yes! Okay, is that what you want me to do? Phil, I got a full restaurant tonight, okay? As the recession is ending, as the economy is crawling out of the sewer it's been in, I've got a full restaurant for once in my life.
I'm sorry, Ted. I was asking if you were there.
I could hear you asking me. You couldn't hear me.
No, sir, because we were listening to the jingle.
Well, I heard that jingle. Now, I'm sorry to yell, but I gotta, I'm busy.
All right, I understand you're busy. Margaret, do you want to tell Ted what you have in mind?
Yes, Ted, this is what... You know how on the... I was thinking about this today as I was... just puttering around the house.
Uh-huh.
And I heard the Ted's of Beverly Hills jingle. Now it goes, we want to put our meat in your mouth. That's how it goes, right?
Yes, that is correct.
All right. I'd like it to go like this. Here at Ted's, we want to put our meat in your mouth. Do you see how it mirrors? It mirrors very beautifully the preceding phrase.
I don't know. Say, do that again.
Instead of going, we want to put our meat in your mouth, we'd say, here at Ted's, we want to put our meat in your mouth. Wow!
I don't know. I mean, is that a joke or something? I liked it until you went, wow,
That is an exclamatory phrase.
I was about to ask the same question. Is that a joke?
No, it's not a joke. I take my singing seriously. You don't like it? I will take it out, but I will not be insulted. All right?
I'm sorry, Margaret. You went, we want to put our meat in your wow. I've got families out there,
What's this got to do with families?
When you say that you want to put your meat in someone's wow,
You've got a lot of guts with that commercial, we want to put our meat in your mouth, and you're telling me...
Can you hold on for... I knew this was going to happen. Okay.
Excuse me, Phil.
Give me the melody is what?
The melody goes like this. We want to put our meat in your mouth. See, I think it needs almost an anthem-esque ending. And the way it ends right now, we want to put our meat in your mouth, it almost sounds apologetic. And I think you need something, that Frank, I don't eat at Ted's of Beverly Hills, Phil. I wouldn't go near the place. Not because the food isn't good, but because it is just steak and meat and ribs and meat, it is carcinogenic. It is the decaying flesh of animals. In other words, it's the number one cause, I think, of rectal cancer. And we've got a very long line of that in our family.
I got to disagree with you, Margaret. Doctors are saying now that women do not get enough animal protein, and that's why they get things like breast cancer, okay?
I didn't say breast, I said rectal cancer. There's a lot of it in my family.
All right, well, I'm sorry to hear that,
Did I say rectal cancer?
Yes, you did, okay?
Oh, my God, so you think I get my kicks that way, huh?
I got to agree with Phil. You've said it about it, three or four times.
Hold on for just a moment. We have to take a break. We're on with Ted Bell, Margaret Gray, as she tries to rewrite the final phrase, not the lyric, but the melody of the Ted's of Beverly Hills commercial. Coming up, we still have... news analysis to do with Don Berman, and other stories to get to here. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show. There's radio, then there's the Phil Hendry Show, and, oh, man. In any event, maybe we ought to go out with the jingle here, going into the commercial break. What do you think? It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Our number is 855-500-7445.
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse, come on down.
We'll be right back, folks, after this.
We'll be right back.
And welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com. On the line with me, Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills, Margaret Gray in studio as well here, and Bud Dickman and Robert Leonard. But we're talking about the Ted's of Beverly Hills jingle, which I don't know how I agreed to opening the show with this, but I suppose I have.
I don't mind. I do have a very busy restaurant here.
Phil, Ted's, you've said that already. Phil agreed to this.
All right, so he agreed to it. So what are we doing?
You've got this, she sang that for you.
I heard it. I'm not convinced, you know.
I'm talking about this. He's a major sponsor. He's on your program all the time. We want to put our meat in your... No, wait, hold on. We want to put our meat in your mouth. Woo! Now, hold on for a minute.
Well, that is just, that's jive ass.
Hold on for a minute. What I'm saying is the following thing. You need to have some exclamatory statement there. That's all I'm saying.
An exclamatory statement.
Yeah, what does that mean?
What does it mean? It means that you need to have it lock out. Can I say something? That Ted Cruz, what happened to his face?
No, you got a real pair on you.
Hold on for a minute. We're not talking about that, okay?
No, I don't have a pair on me.
Well, we're talking about... Is this your excuse to do a thing on Ted Cruz? Because if you want to do a thing on Ted Cruz...
You want to do a thing on Ted Cruz? You better wear a nose guard. Ow!
I'll kill it.
Hold on for a minute.
You know, tell Dickman he deserved that.
Ted says you deserve that.
I didn't do anything.
Oh, now you're going to ball? I mean, you opened the door for her, man. You teed it up and she hit it out.
Oh, I did.
We heard what you said.
You say something like that again, Bud, and I swear to Almighty God is my witness, they'll never find a trace of you. Never. It'll be decades. And they'll say, what happened to Bud Dickman? Did they ever really find any trace evidence of him? And they'll say, yes, we think there was some DNA, but they had to sponge it up.
Oh, my God.
You're serious, aren't you?
Yes, I am serious.
All right, you've gotten that out of the way. So, what do you think, Ted?
We want to put our meat in your mouth. Is that what it is?
No, I'll do it one more time.
Thank God.
You know what? Both of you just... I hope both of you get rectal cancer. How does that feel?
Boy.
What did she say?
She said, are you leaving?
No, I'm going to the bathroom.
She's going to the bathroom.
Well, what else is there? What did she say?
She said she hopes both of us get rectal cancer.
Wow. Woo! All because I won't listen to you, you know.
I want to say one thing. Ted, my husband goes to your restaurant all the time. Frank's one of your best customers.
I didn't deny that. I don't deny that at all.
Well, then what was the meaning of that? You know, I've heard it already, and as long as this is the last time...
Margaret, I got things I got to do. I can't sit and listen to you rewrite the song, you know, that they sing.
The jingle?
Yeah, the jingle. I can't listen to that, you know, because I got to do stuff. Do it again.
Do what again?
Do the jingle again.
It goes, we want to put our meat in your mouth. That.
I don't, you know.
Forget it. And what I said about rectal cancer still...
That's great.
What is wrong with her?
You know what? You can't... Nothing, Margaret.
Are you talking about me?
No. Some people you can't...
Yeah, you know, I know what you mean. You know, because...
I'm listening in the bathroom. You just...
All right, anyway, Ted, thanks a lot.
Yeah, okay.
Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills. He's got to get going, man.
Told you about that. He said he had to go, and he had a lot of people.
Great, great, fine. I know you told me. I'm the idiot that made the mistake of saying, sure, let's talk about the Ted's of Beverly Hills jingle. We want to put our meat in your mouth.
What do you think of that?
Actually, that's not bad. All right. Don Berman is going to join us here on news analysis of the whole government shutdown thing. We also have Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police later on tonight on the anniversary, the birthday of Yosemite, and how that's being portrayed in the news media. There's a lot of news media kind of stuff, you know, that's happening. Jacksonville International Airport, they had a news story here that there was a police-ordered evacuation because they found a suspicious package or two, and so they had to, evacuate the airport. You know, even with Bin Laden dead, and I used to say when I would stand in line there waiting to take my shoes off, and I say that with a bit of a sarcastic tone because it just seems silly. If you're standing there, you're waiting to take your shoes off, you reflect on the idiocy of what it must look like. And maybe you have to be an individual that remembers traveling without taking your shoes off. Maybe that's it. But in any event, I used to say to people, boy, if Bin Laden were watching this, well, of course he's dead now, but were he alive and he was seeing that, he'd probably be laughing his ass off. I mean, no wonder the guy was one of the last shots that we've got of this guy is a videotape of him just going around the television, just channel surfing, looking for any and all mentions of himself, pictures of himself, news that he created or news that affects him. He wanted to get it all, man.
Yeah, you want to sit there and be all, if Obama bin Laden, or not Obama.
Yeah, his name is Osama, man.
I know. Osama bin Laden, and you want to be about him.
Yeah, I mean, he was looking to see all these pictures, you know, where's me? And so if he ever fell across a picture of people standing in line at an airport taking their shoes off and having their crotches checked or whatever the hell it is, you know, standing there with the arms above the head, which now nobody cares. You remember when it was all about don't touch my junk and this kind of stuff? Now people are whatever, you know? We're a country. No wonder football is such a popular sport in America, because football is an emotional sport, and the emotions in football change by the second, and that's kind of America. You know, by the second, all of a sudden something is just huge, you know, and the next thing, you know, like nobody even remembers. And I remember when that whole thing about, how are you going to pat me down, or what are you going to do? And they were worried about the x-ray machines. I mean, I walked through the x-ray machine a couple times, and hell, I don't give a damn, man. I don't care now. You know, what am I supposed to do? Not fly? You know, I take a bus? I mean, you know, there's my hands are above my head there. You can take a look all you want. You know, get your kicks. What do I care? And, of course, the real complaint was coming from women, I think. Margaret, are you...
Yes, I'm back. Thank you. And thank you for replacing the toilet paper, Bud. You didn't have to get scented toilet paper.
That's what you wanted.
No, I just said get new toilet paper that's thicker. I've told you I need a good, hearty toilet paper. I've told you this, haven't I?
You told me, Miss Grace.
Well, did you tell him?
No, I forgot to. I got 3-ply.
Well, you don't have to... Are we on the air?
Yes, we're on the air.
Good God. I just want to say one thing. I need the 4-in-1.
What?
I need 4...
She needs 4-ply.
How dare you?
Oh, come on, will you? We're on the air. You're talking about the toilet paper you need.
Just remember, Bud, I need a good, thick, sturdy, hearty toilet paper. If you can get construction paper.
You gotta be kidding.
About what?
Construction paper?
Phil, it doesn't make me some butch dyke, okay? I'm just... Shut your hole. When you go get toilet paper, just get good, thick... Get the paper towel.
Yes, ma'am.
I thought that we had paper towels in there.
Well, can we stop talking about this?
Margaret, you walked out of there and started in on how come the toilet paper is, you know, thank you for getting toilet paper, but I don't want it scented, you know.
I would rather have a good, strong 3-ply or 4-ply paper towel / washcloth.
Good God! What do you need in there, anyway?
Don't make it sound like a big deal.
What about a beach towel?
That'd be good.
Are you telling me, I just want to be, are you wiping with a beach towel?
You know what, I'm getting...
Now she's leaving again.
We didn't talk about that, Mr. Henry.
Talk about what, man? And she's, you guys are the ones, no more discussion of toilet paper. You understand? No more discussion of toilet paper, okay?
You brought it up.
No, I didn't bring it up. You did.
I came out, I said, no more scented toilet paper.
would a beach towel be okay? Sure, that's fine. All right, when we come back, Don Berman's going to join us from Channel 19 News. And I actually posted the link to healthcare.gov just because I wanted to be helpful. I didn't want to cause a problem. I wanted to be helpful because the thing of it is there's something like 80% of the American people aren't even really sure what is in the Affordable Care Act. They don't really know because the thing has been discussed, and it hasn't even really been discussed so much as it's been misrepresented by both sides in a lot of ways. And so the American people are sitting there sort of confused and not, you know, they're not really sure. of what it is they're looking at. So I said, well, look at here. Let's post the link. I put the link on our Facebook page. And there's people even they're resenting the fact that the link to healthcare.gov is up. I mean, these people are pissed off. Like on Fox News, I heard a story where Fox News thinks it's cheerleading if you tell people where the link is and how to use it. I mean, come on. There's people actually want to use this link. They want to see if they can get health care. I mean, what the hell's the story? We'll be right back here. World famous Phil Henry Show. At number 855-500-7445 and philhenryshow.com. World famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com. And coming up on Saturday, the 5th, I think it's the 5th, we are going to be at the LA Podcast Festival. What's the date today? The 1st, 2nd, 3rd, 4th, 5th. Yeah, we'll be at the LA Podcast Festival, or the LA, as they call it, Podfest. And you're welcome to come, man. In fact, we have a link on our homepage, philhenryshow.com. If you go to the story that says, join Bobby Dooley at the LA Podfest on April the 5th, there's a link on that particular post, and you can check out where the tickets is and how you get in and all that stuff, you know.
You get paid, too?
Am I what?
Are you getting paid, too?
That's a very good question. Are you getting paid?
No, I'm not being paid.
And yet they're charging money for people to get in?
Yeah, you know.
What about you getting paid?
Some things you just do because it's a promotional effort for your show, you know.
So someone's making out with oh, God. What do you think of Alec Baldwin being on MSNBC?
Will you stick to one question here?
Sorry. So some people are making money on the LA Podfest, but you're not.
I am promoting the show. I'm helping Bobby promote her podcast. Don't get me thinking too much about this, or I'm liable to get pissed off, okay?
Yeah, I'll be pissed off. They're charging money. You don't get none.
Look, it's a festival that someone put together so that people can promote their podcasts, okay?
Do you really care about promoting your podcast? Yes or no?
Yes, I do, yeah.
To the point where you want to work for free?
I am willing to do what I have to do. Look, Margaret, some days we just do the stuff we have to do. If it's working for free, then you're working for free. You know, but the fact is the PodFest is it was the idea of some guy. In fact, Bobby's going to be interviewing him, so maybe I'll have Bobby ask him why he's not paying Phil Henry. How about that?
That'd be a great question.
But the guy that founded the Podcast Festival realized there were a whole bunch of people that had podcasts and that they would want to promote their podcasts, and so he put together a podcast festival, you know.
And charge them money.
Didn't charge them anymore. Who's charged? I don't know. I'm not having to pay to get there, I'll tell you that.
Well,
look, it don't start pissing me off with a bunch of questions here that I don't want to ponder, all right? I'm going to be at the LA, as I was saying, folks.
Yeah.
Hold on. I'm going to be at the LA Podfest. It'll be on the 5th. Bobby Dooley will be with me, and we'll have a lot of fun. So there you have that. Thank you. All right. Anyway, our number is 855-500-7445. Don't forget, we're online at philhenryshow.com. It's philhenryshow.com right now. Live streaming video of our show, the video cast. And, of course, inherent in that is to say that we also have live streaming audio of the show. So you can check that out at philhenryshow.com. With a backstage pass, you not only get to listen to and watch our show as it is being broadcast or podcast or webcast or videocast or however the hell you want to call it, live, you can get that, and you can also, of course, enjoy the podcast the next day of our radio show, as well as the archives of full radio shows that go back over 15 years. It's all there, close to 5,000 hours of some of the best radio that you ever heard in your life at philhenryshow.com. All right, Don Berman joining us from Channel 19 News, and Don, you had an interesting day of reporting the news over there at Channel 19, as did so many other news-gathering agencies. I know you're taking a dinner break right now. Tell me, how was the day? How are you guys spinning, if you will, the whole government shutdown thing?
Well, first of all, so we don't spin anything. When we're doing news, we have to be as objective as we can.
Yeah, but be honest. I mean, there's every single newsroom in America has got some editorial slant.
No. I mean, you're right. As a private citizen, of course, I have my own personal views. But I am very, very objective when I report. The only thing that we had to correct And this was me having to correct something, and this was, I don't think, biased reporting so much as we had to correct the perception that we want the Tea Party to be properly reflected, I think, in the news reporting. And so while I am a Tea Party fan, I try to be unbiased in my reporting, and I felt that the Tea Party was treated rather savagely by the news media today, and that the Tea Party was blamed for quite a bit of what happened yesterday, the shutting down of the government. And I'll give you an example here, Phil. The can this government be saved? This was the article that I think you were referring to.
There's an article in USA Today that says, "Can this government be saved?" And it goes on to talk about how this Congress has the lowest approval rating in quite some time, 13% approval rating of the United States Congress. Then it just goes on to talk about the gridlock and so on and so forth. So, it's not a very, very flattering article, and it does really pretty much have a it pretty much has a negative series of statements about the Tea Party. Now, if you're a newsman...
I'm a newsman, and so I'm objective. And as an objective reporter, I have to say, objectively, that the Tea Party has tried as the best way it knows how to save this country from the cataclysm of Barack Obama and his, you know, his just, his, I don't know what you call it, his, the knucklehead agenda.
See, that, you call that unbiased.
I call that I absolutely do call it unbiased. I'm being as objective as I can.
Would you call Barack Obama's agenda knucklehead? How's that unbiased?
It's not. It's completely unbiased. It is absolutely straight ahead reporting.
You're using the term knucklehead. Did I hear you say that?
Yes, you did hear me say that.
And you call that unbiased?
I call that absolute objective reporting.
Do you use that term on the air?
I used the term when I was talking about the agenda, the Barack Obama agenda. I said was harebrained. I didn't say knucklehead because I think it's a little juvenile, but I think it probably was very accurate. But the harebrained and the nitwit.
So you said nitwit.
There are times. Can I just say something, Margaret, without being interrupted, please?
No, I want to know the words that you're using. You call this unbiased reporting.
Absolutely unbiased.
And so nitwit and harebrained is objective.
Yes, it's objective. It's objective reporting on the Obama health care plan that is a nit... It's... What I'm doing as a reporter is I am being unbiased.
Okay, Don, is this unbiased if I say that I think you are a dumbass?
Is that unbiased? That's absolutely the most biased thing you could... You're calling me that to my face?
If I said it behind your back, if I said it on the air and you weren't here, if I said that Don Berman is a dumbass, is that unbiased?
What's it based on?
Based on listening to you, you sound like a dumbass.
I would say that not only is biased, it is hateful and borders on hate speech.
Are you trying to tell me that there's something racist in what Mr. Henry said?
I didn't say racist. I said it's hate speech.
Why? Why is that hate speech? If you say that Barack Obama is harebrained and a nitwit and has got a knucklehead agenda...
I didn't say knucklehead.
You said you didn't say it on the air.
You said you didn't say it... That's right, I didn't say it on the air. God, take it easy, will you, Phil? Everything's so dramatic with you.
Did you say that you thought he had a knucklehead agenda?
I did, yes.
Why don't the two of you calm down?
No, wait a minute. He said...
Why don't the two of you calm the hell down?
Wow. I mean...
What's the matter, Don? You don't have a woman talking to you like that regularly?
No, as a matter of fact, I don't.
Well, consider this a first, then.
All right, well, calm down. But, I mean, the question remains. Didn't you say Obama had a knucklehead agenda?
Not on the air, I didn't. I said, off the air, I think he's a knucklehead, but that is not on the air.
On the air, you say he has a harebrained nitwit agenda.
Yes.
And you call that objective?
I call that objective because it's based upon objective reporting. If you look at me and you say Don Berman is a dumbass, what are you basing that on?
Because of your opinions,
What opinions are those?
If I was watching your newscast and I heard you say that Barack Obama is a nitwit and harebrained, okay?
I didn't say that. I said he had a nitwit and harebrained agenda. God, would you please, in the name of God, listen to the things that I'm saying? See, right now I'm doubly angry, and I apologize to you, Phil, but Chris Matthews is being interviewed by Lawrence O'Donnell, by his own wife, for a book that he wrote called Tip and the Gipper. Now, Chris Matthews is such a complete ego cloud. He's not just an egotist. He's the cloud of ego. He is a mountain of ego. Chris Matthews is a weather system of ego. And he can't, his ego is so huge that he dragged his wife out of her bedroom slippers and bathrobe, dragged her down to the station here so she could interview him. Now he's bothering Lawrence O'Donnell on his show. You see what I mean?
What does this have to do with your opinion and your reporting on Obamacare?
Because I thought I would take some time to talk about me for a change. Just talk about me.
Don?
Hold on. Just talk about me. I'm talking about me. Okay? And all you got to say is, what's this got to do with Obamacare?
Yeah, Don, that's what we're talking about, though.
I know. And I thought I would, for 5 seconds, talk about me and the things that I dream about.
Did you hang it up?
Oh, I'm still here. Okay. I heard, don't you have to go to a break?
Yes, we do, as a matter of fact. Let's take a break.
If I had a nickel for every time one of your guests sounds like he's about ready to bust out crying...
Yeah, no kidding.
I'd be a multimillionaire.
What is it with him?
I don't know. He just wants to talk about me.
You?
No, him.
Well, he said me.
Me meaning him?
Yes.
Was he saying that,
No, you seem pretty level-headed and he had everything balanced out and everything. Like, he's healthy, but you never know.
I want to talk about me. All right, we'll be back with Don Berman, which I no doubt he's listening to us on hold right now, so when we do come back to him, he'll rip me an ass for talking about him off the air like I just did. Or at least off the phone. Our number, 855-500-7445, world-famous Phil Hendry Show, philhendryshow.com. As we discuss here, really what we're getting to here, sooner or later, is the coverage of Obamacare in the news. Now, Don says he's an objective reporter, and it just so happens... Yes, that he's a Tea Party fan, but he is very, very objective with his reporting, and that's why he says objectively that Obama is a nitwit, harebrained, and that his agenda is knucklehead.
Jesus. Well, but you said that Don Berman is the lowest scum on earth. That's objective, isn't it?
No, that's not objective. I did say that Don was a dumbass, and he doesn't think that's objective either. We'll be right back as we discuss objective reporting, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. All right, welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Don Berman from Channel 19 News on the line with us. Margaret Gray here, and we're talking about the unbiased, or biased, if you will, reporting. You know, every news gathering agency, it seems, in this country, Don, has an axe to grind, has an editorial opinion, has an editorial policy that makes its way prominently into its reporting. It's no longer limited to the editorial page.
Well, you're not going to hear that on Channel 19 News. That's the point that I'm trying to make. I've been in this news business, Phil.
No, you just said that you call Obama...
Hold on. I've been in the news business for a long time, and I've weathered quite a bit. I just saw a news article here, Phil. USA Today, this was the article that you showed me. And I'm looking at a picture, and it shows the members of the Tea Party caucus, or the Conservative Congressional Caucus, lined up, ready with their jackets off and their notebooks in front of them, ready to sit down and then build a consensus with the Democrats. And there are no Democrats sitting there. And I thought that that was a wonderful picture until I realized the context. It was designed to make the Republicans look like real silly, to use the terminology of the kids, a bunch of asshat, I don't know, you know.
Well, no, we don't know. What do you mean?
What are you talking about?
What am I talking about? Have you seen the picture?
I saw the picture, and I read the article very carefully. Now, yes, the Republicans do look ridiculous, sitting there waiting to negotiate over something that's already been negotiated, on a bill that has already been passed.
Well, hold on for just a minute. You say the bill has been passed. We're talking about Obamacare now. Which one are you talking about? There's the Affordable, and I know that it's the same thing, the Affordable Care Act and Obamacare, so don't try and make me look like some chimpanzee on that one. I already know that.
Well, then what are you asking?
About what?
When you said which one are you talking about?
I am talking about Obamacare and the Affordable Care Act, but I know that it's the same one. Do you?
Yes, I know.
No, I'm talking to Margaret.
Yes, Don, I know. So we can move past that now. We know it's this. This is not the Jimmy Kimmel Show.
Well, that's for sure. Boy.
Okay, Don. Very, very good. Nice shot. The point that I'm making here and that Margaret's trying to make is if you are unbiased and you are objective in your reporting and you are upset that the Republicans are made to look like asshats in a USA Today article...
I didn't say asshat. I wouldn't report it like that. They are made to look like... the what I would say on the air is that the Republicans have been made to look like a bunch of monkeys, which is...
Well, don't you have a command of the English language?
Yes, I... Boy, what an insulting question.
Then why aren't you saying what do the Republicans look like?
I said they look like a bunch of... You know, ass. Just ass. It looks...
They look like ass.
I am telling both of you that the biased reporting around this issue is rampant, except on the Don Berman Channel 19 News. That's what I'm trying to say to you. And yes, I'm a Tea Party fan, and yes, I vote in a very conservative way, and yes, I admire all of these people, but I don't betray that. And you keep trying to make it sound like I do, Phil. I said that Obama had a nitwit agenda because, objectively, that's what it looks like.
Well, objectively, that's, you know, objectively. How do you educate me, Phil Hendry? What is that on my face? Do you see that, bud?
Looks like it's a freckle or something.
Let me see here. Give me a tissue and some water, bud. I'm going to wipe it off.
Ew, don't do that.
Are you guys talking to me, or are you fooling around with his face?
Excuse me, I'm wiping something off of Phil's face. Here, give me a tissue.
Ew, God!
What?
Don't lick your finger.
Hold still.
Ew! God, she licked his face.
Oh, my Christ.
Why'd you lick my face?
It's the only way to get it off. You're such a little boy, Phil. Just sit there for Mommy.
Yeah, okay, Mom.
God, you've got a real thing about older women, don't you?
No, not quite.
No, I mean in a bad way. You've got a real repulsion. What, do you think I'm going to come at you with my robe open?
I've got to get off the air here. If this is what you're going to be talking about, I want no part of it. I can tell you that right now.
All right, then, Margaret,
What are we going to be talking about? I just wiped something off of Phil's face because he doesn't use a napkin. Okay?
Yeah, looked like a glob of mayonnaise.
Ow!
Little punk, I'll belt your...
You'll belt his what?
Sounded very quasi-sexual, Phil.
All right, let's get back on track here. Before the whole hour goes to hell in a handcart like they usually do, thank you very much.
Don't look at me when you say that.
That's exactly what I'm looking at. Don Berman with us from Channel 19 News.
No, that's the only thing you say in these hours that makes sense. So that's Don Berman with us, Channel 19 News, Don Berman with us. And we never really do get to anything substantial. I mean, that's all I'm trying to say, Phil. I am here on your program. I'm not trying to save your show. I would never say that I'm trying to save your show, but I am trying, in some instances, it does feel as if I am giving it some kind of almost, shouldn't say this, but I'm lipping it and trying to breathe life into it. Hold on. How you doing? I'm fine, yeah. Hey, I'm sorry. Just kidding.
Is that L. Ron Martin?
Yeah, it's, hi, Mr. Martin. Hey, don't let me interrupt. I just get a... Yo, you want to get this? Just gives a cop.
Boy, you really rule the roost over there at Channel 19 News, man, with L. Ron Martin coming in and butting in every time he wants to.
The guy, the espresso machine's here.
Well, why don't you move that thing into L. Ron Martin's office?
Because he wants it here, all right? L. Ron Martin doesn't make a move without me saying... Well, wait a second. Nothing at all.
Uh-huh.
I need one more. Yes, sir. Hey, let me ask you something. Would you bring these back to my... I know you're on the air right now, and I don't want to bother you, Don, but would you bring these back? Yes, sir, I will.
You got to do what?
Well, shut up.
Tell me to shut up.
I got to bring the coffee back to his office.
Oh, Lord.
Okay, well, you go right ahead and you do that. All right, and you got to go out and get him lunch, too?
What a you, both of you. You talk about rectal cancer. I hope it skips a generation, Margaret, and hits you right about now. This is Don Burke.
What did he say?
You heard him. I'm not going to repeat it.
You know, Don Martin, or Don Berman, whatever his name is, it ought to be Martin. It ought to be Mrs. L. Rod Martin because of the way that that man is around that other man.
What?
You heard me.
Well, he's obviously very upset. And Don, if I know you aren't hearing this because you're too busy getting Mr. L. Ron Martin his espresso, but let me just say this. You pal, man, you're all messed up. Okay, next hour we got...
What does that mean?
It means that, first of all, Don, you're a crap can reporter, and second of all, L. Ron Martin, I mean, you're never really going to find your way out of the L. Ron Martin doghouse or whatever it is, out of the L. Ron Martin dog collar. You're that and more. All right, we'll be back next hour. We have Jay Santos with us talking about Yosemite, 125 years old, and some of the stories that have been floated, some of the stories that have been planted, some of the stories that have been coincidentally turning up on this, the 125th anniversary of Yosemite. You know, the Yosemite is 125 years old, and I don't even know if I've ever been there.
I beg your pardon?
I don't know if I've ever been there. I mean, I've been in forests, and I've been in trees, and I've been...
Yeah, I've been to Yosemite.
I don't know, man. All right, anyway, it's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, philhendryshow.com.